Hank Green's debut novel, An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, is a tale about a young woman who becomes an overnight celebrity before realizing that she's part of something bigger, something stranger than anyone could have possibly imagined. You may know Hank Green as one half of the enormously popular Vlogbrothers YouTube channel, which he started with his brother John Green, the best-selling author of Turtles All the Way Down and The Fault in Our Stars. Or you may know Hank from his years of teaching people cool things about science via his online educational video platforms, Crash Course and SciShow. Again, the name of the new novel, the debut novel, is An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. It's published by Dutton, and we welcome Hank Green to the roundtable this morning. Hank, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
A debut novel. Give us a sense of what brought you to finally take a bite of this apple.
I mean, I've always wanted to, you know, and I think that the big problem I had was that I wanted to have written a book, honestly. I didn't want to do the writing part. I just wanted a book on the shelf that it would say Hank Green on it. And I didn't realize what I actually needed was a story that I felt like only I could tell and both a combination of that inspiration of the story and of the things that I felt like I needed to talk about to help myself process and deal with, but also hopefully help other people deal with.
So give us a sense of some of those things, of finding this new way to talk about hard things.
Yeah. I make a lot of, write a lot of 700 to 800 word video scripts because that is what I do for a living. Whether that's about science or it's about politics or it's about like how to be a human being. So that was a format that I was very comfortable with. And in some weird ways, because this book is written as a memoir from the perspective of a person who is not me, it did like feel more comfortable because it was written, it's kind of written as a creative nonfiction story. But you know, a fake one. That allowed me to feel more comfortable in the medium, which is a very difficult medium, and I'm in awe of many authors. But it also allowed me to take on subjects that I felt like I couldn't do personally, because if you're talking about fame as a famous person, people are going to not be terribly sympathetic to you. And also, they're just things that I couldn't fit into a 700-word video. Like, I can't fit it into 4 minutes. And I really needed to spend some time thinking about these things, not just like to tell the story, but to like understand them myself.
So in the novel, we meet April. She is trying to figure out life between what is really her true self and this brand that she has. So give us a sense of what brought you to that point of wanting to explore that conundrum.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all a little bit have the thing where we have different versions of ourselves, and who I really am is not even, I don't even know that for sure. Then we're in the deep philosophy of the truly uninteresting conversations about like, what is self? Who am I?
Yeah.
Descartes and stuff.
Well, here's a question. What if you don't like any of them?
Oh, I mean, I think it happened. Luckily, it hasn't happened to me yet.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I think that, and I think that the real hard thing is when you are being asked by society or by a family member, your parents or your spouse, or if you have an audience on the internet, being asked by your audience to be a version of yourself that you don't actually like or that you don't feel comfortable in. Or that you maybe once were comfortable in, but you've moved beyond, and you don't want to be that anymore, and that is one of, I think, the chief causes of like strife in people's lives these days, is when they're being asked to be something that they don't feel comfortable being. How that is different from like quote unquote true self is difficult for me to say, because like it turns out that I'm actually pretty good at like jumping between different kinds of self and not feeling alienated by that or like I'm being a bad person because of that. So, but that is like 100% something that April has to struggle with, especially in the beginning where she's kind of denied her ambition so far in her life because she doesn't want to fail at it. Like if she admits what she wants, then it's almost like saying, it's almost like opening herself up to failing at achieving it. But then once she gets the opportunity, it becomes very clear that ambition has been there all along.
And in the novel, you really look at this idea of fear as a motivator and mm-hmm. our relationship with fear and ultimately how destructive fear can be.
Yeah. And I think that one of the reasons why I really empathize with April is that she sees herself as a kind of like path away from fear or an antidote to fear, because like the thing that she's most afraid of is her society, her country, and her world succumbing to fear and letting that isolate them and make them lonely and make them suspicious of each other. And like, that is the thing that she most wants to act against. And she finds this path and then really sees herself she stops seeing herself as a person because she sees this mission as being so important that she starts to imagine herself as just a tool in that quest and, you know, completely disconnects herself from her own personal needs and also her like sort of relation, like the obligations of her real life relationships. And that's a thing that I think that is also not a unique thing to fame. I think we can find that in people who are giving their whole selves to their families or their whole selves to their careers. And that becomes unhealthy. But I am very worried about fear right now. And I'm very worried about how it isolates us and isolates us both by sort of like making us suspicious of each other, but also just like making us so worried that we like sort of end up having many more experiences interfacing with the problems that we face as a society than we spend interfacing with the human beings in our lives.
And I think you illustrate this of how it also allows us to become more angry than A, we need to be, or B, that we want to be.
Yeah, or then is productive. I try not to like tell people what emotion they should experience. But I also like in my own action, I try to imagine like what is the thing that's going to help the most rather than what emotion am I experiencing or do I want to help other, like what emotion do I want to like have other people experience? I don't think that it helps that much. I think that anger, like that the anger that springs from fear, I think that mostly just causes more frustration and more other people to be mad and thus more worried and more afraid. And so it's not something that I feel like is my way of interfacing with our problems. Cause I don't like it from the perspective of like, I don't feel like I'm doing the right work when I'm indulging in it.
The name of the novel is An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. Another aspect that you explore is power, and mm-hmm. that a person can actually have power and not realize that they are powerful for all mm-hmm. of the reasons that we've just been talking about.
Yeah, I think one of the most dangerous things is a powerful person who believes that they are powerless. You know, they're indulging in that fantasy of powerlessness and identifying, like selecting all of the ways in which they have been acted against and do not consider the ways that they are acting upon people. Because, you know, I think that in those situations, like that's when people like both have the desire to and the power to make really terrible things happen. And so that's something that I want to identify in my own life and to recognize the ways in which I have power and have, you know, things that other people don't have. And then to ask, like, is the use of that power, like, is the thing that to do with it, to use it to gather more with the eventual expectation that I might do something good with it, whether that's like help my family, bring stability to my community, or like do something more broadly philanthropic or whatever, or is the purpose of power to lend that power to people who don't have it and to help them pull themselves up, and to like sort of create a place where there is more equality of power. And yeah, I think that that's a big question to ask ourselves. And of course, like, it's not just one or the other, it's both of those things. Like, of course, I'm not going to take all of the power I have and devote it to other people because I want my son to go to a good school and I want him to have a stable upbringing and I want him to not have to worry too much about, like, you know, how he's going to pay for school. And like, I want all those things. So like, yeah, it has to be a mix of that stuff. But like, not thinking about it would be, I think, a failing.
When it comes to April and the journey that she takes in this novel, what I found interesting / remarkable is that an absolutely remarkable thing, if you ask me, is that she is able to go through all of this that so many of us do, that is so universal, and yet remain likable.
I'm glad you think so. I certainly think so. You know, she makes so many mistakes that I think some people might ultimately be pretty frustrated with her. I think that we all do, you know. I think that we all make mistakes. I think we especially make mistakes when we might be getting signals from society that, like, that's the right call. Like, don't focus on your friendships. Don't focus on relationships. Focus on, on growing your influence and being in the public eye and gaining this, you know, this attention, like, which is like the ultimate commodity now. And if you have access to that attention, then like denying that is almost like denying that, like this overarching like cultural belief that like that's the whole point is to gather resources and attention.
The name of the new novel is An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. It is published by Dutton. Hank Green, thank you very much for sharing with us. Best of luck with the novel.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you with us. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. It's published by Dutton, by Hank Green. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.